Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 251. I am GBD here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we've got Wombat holding it down in New York.
I have misplaced my pants.
And Shipwreck, freshly back from Seattle for the second time in 2 weeks.
I'm not sick this time either. Woo. I haven't even passed out in the bathroom.
Right. Maybe the PAX people cured you.
Either that or I just passed it on to everybody when I was there.
Perfect. We can only hope that that's what happened. So, yeah, Ship's got a lot to talk about from his trip to PAX, and I haven't talked to him about it at all, so I'm excited to hear all about it. And that's coming later in the show. And Wombat, you lived through a hurricane.
I did. Well, I think when it hit us, it was considered a tropical storm.
Right.
But yeah, it was pretty much, there's not much of a difference.
Also known as the Pussy Hurricane.
The Pussy Hurricane. Yeah, we had a Pussy Hurricane. It was pretty crazy, actually. It hit, like, overnight. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, the electricity went out. It came back on at 3 p.m. the next day. But the most harrowing part of it all was they evacuated my parents from where they live.
Okay.
And they had to come to my house with my 90-year-old grandmother.
Oh, my God.
So we had those. And my house isn't very large.
Right.
So we had three extra people here. My wife and I wound up sleeping in Sabrina's bed, her twin-size bed together.
Where did Sabrina sit?
Sabrina slept in our bed with grandma and great-grandma.
Wow, sounds like an awesome time.
And my father slept on the couch.
Wife swapping and everything. Oh, no, you slept together.
Yeah, we slept in the same bed. Yeah. No, it wasn't some sort of Oedipal wife swap. That would be gross.
No. Right, that is pretty gross.
Yeah. No. My wife and I shared a bed with the dog. Just a bed the size of my thigh.
Summer camp bed.
Basically. But, I mean, we made it through the night. I mean, the worst thing that happened was I had to share a bed with a small bed.
Right.
I consider myself very lucky.
Right.
So,
good.
Yeah, it was pretty, I mean, you know, when everything's fine, a big storm is really cool.
Right. When your in-laws are over, it's not that fun.
No. But when when nothing's wrong and nothing's broken and you can watch the trees kind of bend in half but not break, it's
right.
pretty
That's
badass.
Fine.
Yeah.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Tsunamis are fun too until like whole villages are destroyed and
exactly.
tens of thousands of people are killed.
When no one dies or gets hurt and nothing's broken, big storms are really cool.
Right.
Which is a dumb thing to say.
Right. Welcome to the show. Hey.
I'm just staying out of this conversation.
Right. Welcome to the CADcast where everything is a dumb thing that we've said.
Yeah, exactly.
Or are going to say in the near future. I have a good tip for people. I don't know how many people out there are like me and bought one of those robot vacuum cleaners. Probably not that many, but I really like mine. I bought the Nido something or other. They only make one brand, so only one model. So it actually works great. Unlike what's the really popular one? The Roomba. The complaint against the Roomba is that the Roomba, like when it picks up hair off the floor, it just gets tangled up in the wheels and in the mix and everything. And it just, you spend more time cleaning out the Roomba than, you know, it's not saving you any time anymore. You might as well just go vacuum the floor with a real vacuum because you're constantly attending to pulling hair out of the Roomba. So this Nido thing doesn't have that problem. But the other day I used it to, you know, I always just set it up and then walk out the house because it's so noisy. And the other day I came back after letting it do its thing and it wound up in the shower. Like I didn't close the door to the shower and it wound up in the shower and it just like got stuck in there and it shut itself off in there. So it's like, no big deal. Didn't really think anything of it. Brought it back to its base station a couple of days later. Went to start it up again, and I let it go. And when I came back, my entire apartment smelled like dog shit. Because I guess, and I couldn't figure out what had happened. And then I open up the filter, and I never had cleaned it out since the last cleaning. And I guess when it went into the shower, it got a little wet.
And then since you pee in the shower.
Well, that's true. But I don't think it was the pee prop part. I think it was just it got wet and then the wetness got into the filter. So all the dirt that was in the filter already just got wet. You know, it smelled like wet dog, a combination of wet dog and dog shit.
No, I know I've had a vacuum filter get wet before. Don't ask me why or how I know, but yeah, I know the smell and it is really gross.
Right. You have this weird fetish where you put your penis inside the tube of the vacuum cleaner and you go to the bathroom in there?
Yes, I like to pee in vacuum cleaner filters. You found, you know, whatever. Hey, it doesn't hurt anybody.
Well, it just makes everything smell when you run it.
It's not against the law.
Right.
Let me enjoy what I like.
It was pretty horrible. I had to light a lot of incense and spray a lot of Febreze to get that smell. So don't do that. Never. Or if that does happen, if it does get into your shower, clean out the filter really well. Anywho, I need to do that public service announcement for everybody. How about some show feedback, Wombat, from last week?
Sure. Great DT says, to Wombat's point, are a Deus Ex HRPC at GameStop. I had pre-ordered in a Manhattan store a copy, and when I went to pick it up, the store associate told me that if I hadn't pre-ordered, they wouldn't have had any copies in store. And I, you know, just to add to this, I heard from someone else, who I shall remain nameless, who's a pretty good source on how many copies they felt GameStop would have ordered on PC.
Right.
He said definitely less than 10,000, probably close to 5,000 copies nationally.
For the whole chain.
For the entire GameStop chain, somewhere between 5,000 to 10,000 copies. That's it.
So that's about... That's zero to two copies a store. I think they have about 3,000, you know, 3,000.
That sounds about right.
Stores. Yeah, I guess so. I guess for the piece, they just do so little business on the PC side. Huh. Interesting.
Yep. I thought that was worth, you know, making note of. I mean, this whole thing should never have happened.
So the whole debacle of the coupon pulling was basically they were worried that 5,000 to 10,000 people would get a coupon stuffed in their box somewhere for a competitor in the near future.
And of those 5,000 to 10,000 people that bought it, I guarantee you half of them probably wouldn't even have used it.
Half?
Yeah.
More than that.
They're lucky. You're lucky if you probably get like 5% of the people to even look at it.
There you go. So now we're talking 250 right. people.
Amazing. Amazing.
So there you go.
That's what I guess, you know, you have a big bureaucracy like that, and, you know, as a super store, super chain store like that.
Well, the way it was explained to me and why they did this despite the small numbers is if the CEO of GameStop found out that you were the person that said, okay, just go ahead and sell it, you would get fired. And no one wants to get fired, so they'd rather do this kind of bullshit to save their jobs.
And the person who didn't know that they were putting a coupon into the box. So like whoever deals with Square Enix, I guess, whoever their vendor manager is.
Exactly.
So did they get fired now anyways?
Because they probably should have.
I mean, this did a lot of publicity for OnLive.
It did.
Yep, way more publicity. Think like we just said. So, you know, they maybe sold 5,000 copies of this.
Maybe, maybe.
So, and maybe, you know, a tiny fraction of that. Pretty amazing. And they got all this, so they generated way more publicity for OnLive than could possibly have come to just people getting the coupon in the box. Insane. Insane. Depressing, actually.
And Backlash had to say, I haven't seen Fresh Beat in a long time, but I always thought the chick from Imagination Movers was pretty damn cute. I will concur. I will say that the girl from Imagination Movers is also attractive. I'm sure all four of the movers pile on when the camera stops rolling, if you know what I mean. I highly doubt that, but yes, she's cute. The only thing I know about Fresh Beat is that they make smoothies because my son started asking for smoothies after watching the show a bunch, which is cool. I started making fresh and frozen fruit smoothies at home, which are delicious and not bad for you. And I bring this up because the funny thing is Sabrina was the same way. She also wanted smoothies after watching the show, and I was more than happy. We have yogurt and fruit in the house, and we made her a yogurt smoothie. And, you know, things that are usually difficult to get her to eat, like yogurt and fruit, she was very happy to have. I was posing this to you, Chibi, because I know you also have a child. Has there ever been a show that has influenced Ty's diet?
He was really into Cheers. So now we give him a beer once in a while.
And when you walk in, do you have to go, Ty?
Right now. he likes Cookie Monster. So I got this Cookie Monster DVD, and they sing. See, now, like, Sesame Street is all politically correct, and it's been that way for a while. So now, like, Cookie Monster has to talk about how cookies are sometimes food. You know, it's not all about the cookies anymore with Cookie Monster. Now you see him eating a lot of fruit, which is good, I guess. You know, you don't want to have
no, that sucks.
That sucks.
I don't like that at all.
You don't like that? He actually has
no,
a song.
Cookie Monster.
He has a song called Cookie is a Sometimes Food.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How does the song go?
Sometimes Food. You heard me. You know how it goes. So Ty loves that shit.
You know what else bothers me? Do you know that kids don't sit Indian style anymore?
That doesn't bother me at all.
They sit.
They sit Native American style?
They
or
sit
what?
Crisscross style.
Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not. You're not allowed to call it Indian style anymore.
Well, don't you remember that? Remember, like with Sesame Street, Snuffleupagus, Big Bird's friend, was like only Big Bird could see him.
Now they call him Native American Lupagus.
No. So you don't remember this? There's like a big deal. So for people never believed that Snuffleupagus really existed. Big
yes.
Bird would always say, "I was talking to my friend Snuffleupagus," and the other people could never saw him, so they just assumed that he was just making it up. It was an imaginary friend because they thought. The Sesame Street people were worried that kids who had like a bad, like a sexual molestation or something like that would be afraid to tell a grown-up about it because they thought they wouldn't believe them, just like they don't believe Big Bird with his Snuffleupagus. So they changed it, and all the grown-ups got to meet Snuffleupagus. You heard it here.
That's
10 years
that's
after
a good
it happened.
Story, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just trying to figure out how that helps anything, but.
Hey, what do you know? You don't even
I don't
have
know.
Any,
I guess
you're childless.
This is a sexual predator. That's what I got out of that story.
Right.
Yeah, go get some kids.
Right, go make some kids.
Go make some kids. Remember, the best part about having
right
kids
back.
Is making them.
All right. How about making with the new releases instead, Chip?
Holiday season is here.
It is?
It's insane. Madden. Wombat's been playing that. That's out.
I have.
How's Madden?
Madden is good. It's I like it. I'm glad they have the roster updates. It's the first Madden game I've really played since the launch of the Xbox 360. So it's been a while. I do like this streamlined controls that they're a little more simplified.
Do you miss the ambulance not coming out on the field? Because that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, no, that hasn't happened in, what, 15 years?
Well, it's been a while since the 360 came out.
Yes, I know. I don't like the announcers. Well, no, I like Gus Johnson and Chris Collinsworth a lot as actual announcers. But I don't like the, you know who's a running back that you need to watch out for? The Ladainian Tomlinson. He is a great running back on the New York Jets.
Yeah.
It's so stuttery, and it totally takes you out. I'd rather them just not have it in the game.
Not have any announcements.
Yeah, if you can't get it right in 2011.
Right. Hockey is good. NHL has always had good announcers for the recent last few years, yeah. I guess.
You know what else really also kind of sucks? You know, I'm playing franchise mode as the Jets, so I'm playing as the Jets in every game this season. It's the same introduction for the team every single game. Like, let's introduce you, like the game started, let's introduce you to the defense. This defense is going to be a tough one to beat, and he goes into the same, and he has the same one-liner at the end of his little spiel for every game. Like, how about record three different one-liners about the Jets defense. And right. So at least every third game I hear it, as opposed to every game.
Have you tried pressing the A button?
That game, it's you seriously press the A button between everything to speed things along.
But doesn't it have what is it, play flow or something? Game flow?
I think so, but yeah, you still, you know.
Flowmax?
Flowmax. Yeah, and the game does move pretty quickly, but you still push. It doesn't matter. It, there could be no time at all.
No, that makes a big difference. Yeah. I mean, they added that last year. That's where it kind of just picks the plays for you on the go.
Yeah, that
it picks like gives you a few plays that you can try.
Yeah, you could choose from three plays, and I actually do. I use that a lot. I think it's really cool. I'll go into the playbook if there's something I specifically want to do, but or if I don't like the three choices. But most of the time, I'm like, these seem pretty. You know, this seems good. I'll just pick this. But especially on defense, because I'm not really I'm not a defensive mastermind. I did play some Ultimate Team.
Right, the one that sucks the money out of your wallet.
Oh my god, the cards they start you off with are just so terrible.
Just they're all guys in there like their 50s and 40s.
It's not even that. It's all people that have never touched a football in a professional game ever.
Yeah, I think hockey's the same way. Most of the guys you get are from the minor leagues.
I played a game online last night. I wanted to play it online. The game's out. I played a game online. It was my all-bronze team, the all-bronze team, against a guy who had two gold players. One gold player on offense and one gold player on defense. The final score of the game was 54-3.
Nice, dude, you kicked his ass.
I know,
man.
I couldn't You're believe good. I beat him and he had gold players. No,
right,
I just stopped because he had a gold running back, so every time he handed him the ball, the guy would run for a touchdown and he never dropped a pass.
That didn't make you want to buy cards?
No, it made me want to never play it again because I don't want to feel like I have to buy the cards. If you bought this game, you bought it yesterday, you just brought the game home. And on day one, you already have to spend more money.
You don't have to.
There's so much to do in that game besides that.
Because you can play the single player.
No, I'll tell you.
Or you can just play the regular
online. I'll qualify by saying, to enjoy the ultimate mode, you have to spend more money.
I agree with you that they shouldn't give you such a shitty... We were talking about this the other day, yeah. And Wombat said, look, if they just made my team slightly less shitty, like, give me one good guy. Then maybe I would be more motivated to give you some money to get some more good guys to go with him.
Yeah, I like the whole concept, and I'm not against the whole spending money. I just don't think I should have to spend money on the first day. I think you say there's tons of other things to do, but this is the most interesting and potentially the most fun mode in the game.
They
play more than a game of it, I think, before you.
Yeah, give it a little while, but see if you get sucked into it, because you can play the Ultimate Team mode in single player, at least in the hockey one.
I can play against the computer.
The computer shitty right. teams, though, and then you still earn points.
I'm playing against NFL teams. Oh, it's really? My shitty team.
You'll
against
eventually
the
get some like silver players, and you'll build up your team.
Stick with it. You report
you
back.
Need,
to us
I and... think you need. I think it's 3,000 points to get a deck of silver. A deck of silver cards.
It's too many.
It took me 4 games just to get another pack of bronze cards.
Right, and those cards suck.
And probably. Those cards suck just as badly as the first deck of bronze cards I had. Why I didn't just. So
shit makes you so crazy.
I don't want to play 15 games just to get one good player. And that one good player isn't even going to be that good because they'll be silver.
The worst is when you finally give in and you buy the cards. Or you earn enough money to finally get. You earn it like just by playing the games to get the cards and you. You know, you get the new cards and they suck and you're all pissed off and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to buy a pack of cards. And then you buy a pack of cards and then those cards suck and then you just feel like...
And then you'll never want to play that mode again. And it is...
No, it not for me. It made me... Then I've started following them on Twitter and finding out when all the... They put the card packs on sale once in a while. And then I was like, oh shit, I'm going to stock up when they're on sale. I don't know.
Yeah, I do know that if I buy, I want to say it's Gillette razors. Some of the new packaging comes with codes for gold cards, and I am out of razor blades.
I just started using the Gillette Quattro. Actually, my wife had bought it to shave her legs, and I started using it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to buy one of those Madden razors just to get some good cards. I just feel like it's more greedy than
it's stacked against
it,
you.
And it's short sighted. I think that, but it's short sighted also because I want you to buy the new game next year. So, because I don't think you can import your ultimate team from last year into this.
Nope.
No. So, it's not just short sighted. It's like, why am I spending this money? What am I building this team for? Because I know in a year from now. No one's going to be playing this game anymore.
How much is a gold pack of cards?
I want to say
$2.
No, it's more than that.
Mm. Madden Gold Pack.
Maybe,
cards.
Maybe.
You got to think about the people that will play this for the whole year, though. Like the guy that you played against. You said you looked at his game.
I did.
Tag.
I looked at his. I looked at what games he had played. You know, I compared games, and he only had, I think, 6 games played, and it was Madden 12, Madden 11, NCAA college football, 2 Halo games, and Black Ops. And, you know, and I said this to Shipwreck, I'm like, I'm kind of jealous of that guy because I know he only has those 6 games, but I guarantee you he never wants any more than the 6 games he has.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, he's dropping a lot of money into that. All right. Let's yes. enough Madden.
Excuse me.
The whole Ultimate Team thing does fascinate me because of how much it sucked me in with hockey.
Yeah, and I would love it to suck me in too. I just don't. I don't think it's gonna. You know, it's gonna happen.
I may have to do a cheapy made me buy it with card packs for Madden.
Oh God.
I may have to. I'm gonna look into the. Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll get back to you on that.
I'm looking it
we
up.
We have to figure out how much it costs.
I know. Oh, it's not in the. I thought it would be like under the DLC, but it's not even in the DLC.
On Xbox.com?
Yeah.
No, I think you have to buy it through the game, so...
It's probably... Maybe it's on Origin?
Separate.
No.
I don't know. Let's move on.
Let's move on, exactly. What else we got this week? New releases?
Body Count came out. We talked about the demo of this last week, and we pretty much agreed that it wasn't very good.
Right.
That is a fact.
And now it's out.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else before we get to the downloadables, for PSP, this is kind of downloadable. I guess it didn't come out at retail, but I got a code for Cladoon X2, which is the sequel to Cladoon, which is I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right or not, but it's a little RPG that I'm going to check out this week and mm-hmm. looking forward to that, but. That's all I can report at this time on that. Let's get to the downloadables. There's a ton of downloadables.
Okay.
Like, this happens every year after Summer of Arcade, is that Microsoft just unclogs the pipes and just, like, puts out, like last week I think there was 3 games. This week there's 4 games. I think next week there's probably 3 or 4 games as well. So this week, Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection came out. Which is Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 for $10, which isn't bad.
All right.
I haven't picked that up yet, but I will. That's also out for PSN, as well as The Baconing is out for both, which is the new, what's that? Deathspank game. And then also out for both is Ugly Americans Apocalypse Gidden, which I got a code in for this, and I was playing that this afternoon. That's not very good. I don't know if you're familiar with the Ugly Americans.
Is that a TV show?
I'm aware that there is a TV show, but I've never seen it.
It's so the game is kind of set up like a beat 'em up, like Castle Crashers or something like that. But instead of a beat 'em up, it's a twin stick shooter. But you're still kind of like scrolling to the left, and there's waves of enemies that are popping up on the screen and everything. And like one of these enemy types are called man birds, and they're just these giant dudes that have wings that are flying around and trying to run into you. But the whole time they are just shouting out stuff like, suck my balls or, I think it's lick my dick. I think that's the other one that they like.
That's what was heard in Wombat's house during the hurricane with the whole family over.
That was. I said that a lot.
you just hear that shit coming out. The neighbors were complaining.
Yep.
So that gets a little old, like, because it just keeps on repeating over and over again.
Tell me about it.
And I don't know. It's got the whole level up system. It's not all that good. I don't like it.
What else you got?
Also for Xbox Live Arcade, Rock of Ages came out, for $10. That's that Atlas really strange rolling a ball around like Super Monkey Ball, but it also has some strategy elements and some like historical elements and everything to it.
Historical elements?
Yeah, it's got like, it goes through like historical painting type of stuff. And I don't know, I want to check that one out as well. But mm-hmm. I saw it a little bit at PAX. I was talking to the Atlas guy at PAX. But I didn't really get down and dirty in the details. It's just weird. That's all you need to know. It's all a right. weird game. And for... Whoa, hit my mic there. That sounds good.
Are you still on your... Which mic are you using?
I'm using my new mic. Or no, my old mic.
Old mic, okay.
Old mic.
PSN.
The Explosion Man table came out for Pinball FX2.
I like it.
It's very good.
It is very good.
They do a really good job of incorporating not only like the graphical style, but all of the little quips and music and everything from the actual Explosion Man game. So it's good. It's worth the, what is it, $3 it costs?
Hmm.
Totally. And yeah, I was having this conversation with you earlier today. I've decided that is maybe not that table, but the whole game is probably the best XBLA game I've personally played, in my opinion. It's my favorite, actually. I'll use that qualifier.
Wow.
Yeah. If you haven't played even the demo of the Zen Pinball 2, you totally need to.
Pinball FX 2?
Pinball FX. Well, Zen Pinball on the PlayStation.
Your favorite game that you can't even remember.
Well, no, because it's Zen Pinball. Zen is the company that makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't be that guy.
Stick with suck my balls and lick my dick, please.
Suck my balls and lick my dick.
Thank you.
I think it's squeeze those cheeks is also one.
Of course.
And take it all. I like it when it tells me to take it all.
Wow.
When I'm shooting something in a game.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty wrong.
I don't know what it's talking about, but.
It sounds dirty.
Uh-huh. I don't know. So yeah, Miss Explosion Man, it's good. You should check it out if you have Pinball FX 2.
All right, I do.
PSN Elevator Action Deluxe kind of like snuck up out of nowhere.
I looked at the I love Elevator Action, the original Elevator Action, and I looked at the screenshots and I just like, I don't know, the screenshots weren't doing it for me and there's no demo. So
I was disappointed to see there wasn't a demo. I was really looking forward to trying out, but there's so much out right now.
Yep.
And it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, I had a good time. I turned my PS3 on and I downloaded the Resistance demo, which took forever. Not Resistance. Yeah, Resistance 3. And then I saw that Elevator Action thing. I was like, oh, wow. I never even heard of it. But yeah, I don't know. It's looking kind of, it doesn't look too good from the screenshots. What else?
I think that's enough new releases. We got a lot to talk about.
Okay, let's move on quickly. Keg shopping news, GoDaddy. Our friends at GoDaddy sponsoring our show for all your domain registration and web hosting needs. Some coupon codes, 10% off any order, keg 10, $5 off a $30 order, keg 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations, keg domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Yeah. You know, Wombat, I know you listen to a lot of other podcasts, and because Howard Stern has been on vacation for the last 2 weeks, I started downloading a couple of the ones that you recommended.
Oh, have you liked any of them?
I listened to the WTF.
Okay.
With Mark Maron, because I saw he had an episode with Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, which is really good.
It was pretty good, but it was good because Andrew Dice Clay is good.
Well, yeah, that's... You know,
I didn't feel like he added anything to it.
There are certain episodes where he does. I mean, I recommend the 200th episode of that show. That's where he gets interviewed by someone else and he's the focus. But, you know.
Ah, okay.
But a good interviewee shouldn't necessarily be the focus for the most part. Although some episodes are just... The Carlos Mencia one is just insane.
Oh, all right, yeah. We'll check that one out too. But there's a lot of plug. Like the whole first 5 minutes of the show is plugs.
Yeah, because that's his job.
Right. And what was the other one? Oh, the Nerdist. I tried to listen to that
one. No, you wouldn't like that one. I wouldn't expect you to like that.
Because I saw the guy from Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad was on. So I thought, but these guys, they just laugh at their jokes too much. Like, they're just like yucking it up the whole time. I
hate a show like that.
Yeah. Oh, everything's like, oh, yeah.
But no, I highly recommend WTF. I think that's good. Did you listen to How Did This Get Made?
No, I forgot that one.
That one's a good one, especially if you've seen the movie that they're trashing. Other ones I think you might like that I listen to, I can't really think of that many.
8-4 Play. I was listening to 8-4 Play. Yeah. I like that.
Only the episodes that you're on, though, right?
No, those are the ones I don't listen to. I never listen to anything that I'm on. Even this show. Even the KGF. Yeah.
The only thing I listen to is to see what you picked as the intro music and the closing music.
That you fast forward?
Uh-huh.
Sweet. Yeah, that's all right. All right. Let's move on. So let's hear about PAX. We got to hear about PAX, Shipwreck.
There was a lot going on at PAX.
I bet. It was 70,000 people. Strong.
There was a lot of people at PAX. There was a lot of lines. That was the most popular thing to do at PAX, was wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
People really seem to be really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
This is my first PAX. I know both of you, you've been to one PAX Prime GP, right? Just one?
Yep.
And Wombat's been to one PAX East?
Yep.
All right. I had fun. It's much different than E3.
Right.
The whole, it's a lot more, at least from like my standpoint, it's a lot more easy to talk to like other people in the industry and, well, whatever, if we're in the industry, the other media people and the PR people and everything. Like, it's really easy to make those connections because everybody there isn't too concerned. Like, they're not like overly stressed out like everybody is at E3 about getting all the information out and everything. It's more like of a good time.
It's like the gravy for the E3.
Right. So just about everything there, like, I actually got in early before the show floor, like the day before the show even opened, and got to kind of like walk around when they were all setting up their booths and everything.
I was able to do that in
Boston. I could tell pretty early on that like most of this stuff was just recycled from E3. So I didn't actually like see a lot of the big name titles because it was stuff that I'd either already seen before or it was kind of like a known quantity. I didn't really need to,
right.
I didn't really need to stand in line to play Uncharted or anything like that.
Right.
So I, like, the whole reason I was out there, of course, was EA flew me out there for this Battlefield 3 event. So I guess I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So please, you can ask your question, Cheapy.
Where was it?
It was at the Westin.
Oh, it was actually in your hotel that they put you
up. It was in the hotel we were at in the Westin Grand Ballroom there.
Right. That Westin's a little tired looking.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. From the outside, it looks tired looking.
Well, it's two gigantic cylinders. Like, it's, all the rooms are like Trivial Pursuit pieces on the inside.
Yeah.
So, it was at the Westin. The food was really good. Like, there was a whole spread. Several different kinds of salad. There was steak. There was chicken. There was some kind of like encrusted fish.
Encrusted.
Yeah, it was good. And then there was like parfaits and like brownies and cookies and what's that stuff called? Like
heroin.
The crusted sugar like stuff.
Cocaine.
Orange stuff. Yeah, cocaine. That was it. That's what I was looking for.
Like marzipan?
is that what it is?
No.
I don't think that's the right
creme brulee?
It's like creme brulee.
Was it a pudding? Are we talking about a pudding type substance?
No, it's really flat. It's got a little bit of a pudding.
Crepe.
No, it's not a crepe. Dang it. What is this stuff called?
Dog shit.
No, it tasted much better than dog shit.
Anyway.
Anyway, there was a lot of good food.
I got it. Food. Got it.
Like really good. Like obviously this is like the food they'd be serving like at weddings and stuff that they have there.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just like a little finger food or whatever. This was like a full meal.
Meal. Sit down dinner.
Yes. An open bar for the full, 4 hours that it went on. So there was about I want to say there was about 40 people, 30 to 40 people invited out there to go to this event. And the way the room was set up was all along the walls in a big U shape was a station for everybody. And at that station, there was both a PS3 and these like really fancy, huge PC rigs.
Right.
So we got to play the co-op portion on the PS3, and the co-op's really cool. It was me and Nick Puglio from Co-Optimus,
mm-hmm.
which, perfect.
Wow, you're playing co-op with Mr. Co-Optimus.
It was amazing.
Dude.
Which I've played games with him online before. Yeah, but
dude.
He's good people.
He is. It's the mission that we were playing was kind of like a stealth mission where you and your partner have to break into this facility and rescue this hostage and get him out. So you can go in and you stealth and you can like talk to each other or mark which person you're going to take out while he takes out the other one and kind of move your way around this little area and take out the cameras and everything. We kept on getting spotted by the cameras. I don't know if you could actually get through the whole area using stealth, but then we'd just go through the rooms, like pick up a shotgun and just blow everybody away. So,
the co-op is just two-player co-op?
That's what they were showing. I don't know if there's more than two-player co-op. Two-player co-op would be enough in the structure that this game is going.
And like, it's a separate co-op mode, or it's the same as a single-player campaign?
I think this is a completely separate mode because they did not show any single-player.
Okay.
So I think co-op is completely different. It reminds me a lot of the Call of Duty missions where you're tagging along with one other computer guy, like you're going on the sniping type of stuff, or you're
sneaking
around with one guy. I know, and with another person, it's going to be amazing.
Cool.
It's really good co-op.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, they didn't let us play that for very long because they were having issues with some of the PS3s and everything. So then we switched over to the PC multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't played a PC first-person shooter since Unreal Tournament.
Right.
I think it's the last one. So I was pretty bad. But the map, they only showed us one map, and it's the same map that's been out there for a while, but it's a really good map. Like I didn't even realize it's called Metro, and I didn't even realize until all of a sudden I died and I spawned outside that there was even an outside. Like I thought this whole level was just like subway tunnels and everything.
Hmm.
But then it like opens up and there's a whole like huge outside area. And we played some team deathmatch and we played some like offense and defense type of scenarios where you have to protect like the A point and the B point and all that stuff. It's good. It's going to be very good. I'm looking forward to it. I wish we'd gotten to play more maps and more of the co-op, but I guess that's a good thing.
But there was encrusted fish to be eaten.
Exactly. And beers to be drank.
Right.
But we got some gifts too.
Before you get into that, how do the graphics compare PC versus PS3?
The PC version's definitely better looking than the PS3.
Like way better, like incredible, like so much better looking that you really want to get a PC and play it on PC.
Oh no. Well, I'm not going to do that. I mean, I'm going to play it on console.
Right.
So, it's not going to bother me either way, but if you are one that's going to be playing it, you're going to want to play it on the PC, like if that's how you play those games.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But console players are going to be fine. It still looks good.
Okay.
And it looked better because I got Gunner glasses that they gave us as one of our
They gave you Gunner glasses to play the game with?
Did you notice a difference?
Yes. I don't know. Like it's so minor that I didn't really see too much of a difference. Like it cuts down on the glare, obviously. And I think that's the main thing it does. Like they're barely tinted yellow, and I don't know. I put them on. I was still getting shot just the same, whether I had them on or off.
Right. It doesn't help your hand at all.
No. I was just spinning around. I could spin around in circles either way. And the Z button makes you lay down. I did that a bunch.
You lay down a lot?
Yeah, I only knew like what a few buttons.
What
did
was
on the
what was the runaway button? Was there a runaway button?
The runaway. I think if you held tab, either tab or shift, I could run.
I could just see you pressing tab repeatedly, going, "Where's my soda?"
Press the any key to begin. Where's the any key?
Exactly.
And we also got the same mice that we played with, which were Razor Imperators.
Dude, what is this? The Oscars? They're giving you gift baskets?
That's how these things work.
Well, with the food, it's
$70,
more like
$80 mouse, $80 glasses. What's this backpack?
Yeah, we got a – well, we haven't gotten that yet because they weren't there. So they're going to send us these Astro Gaming backpacks.
$80 backpack.
That's a pretty sweet backpack. And that, so far, that's the thing that then, I like the best.
Yeah, and then we got the Off-Duty Gamers also brought these bracelets that are made out of, like, parachute rope.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool of them, too. I don't –
They just attended the party and they brought gifts for everybody?
Yeah, as far as I know. Like, I've met those guys before. They've come to a couple of these community events.
Oh, and they bring gifts. What did you bring?
I felt so bad then. Like, nothing. We could have been handing out something.
Right. Here's some red pubic hair.
I just left that all over the keyboard.
That's a surprise gift.
Can you please watch these kind of videos in your room, sir?
Right. That sounds like a great party. Event.
It was a good party. It was very cool. It was very nice of them to invite us out there. Very much looking forward to checking out the full game and seeing what the single player looks like.
Of course you are. Now that they bribed you with,
of course, like I wasn't going to like Battlefield before, but now I am. Let's see. What else did I do out there? I went to Shorty's the first night. Did you go to there when you were out there,
no,
Cheapy?
What's that?
Shorty's is a bar and pinball arcade.
No, I never even heard of that.
It's pretty sweet. Like they had a Medieval Madness. Is that right? That's the name of that table, right?
Maybe. I know Midnight Madness is the movie with Thagabeefy from HBO.
And Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the one with the castle that's in the Williams Collection.
Yeah, I know the game.
Yeah, they had that. They had a bunch of they had the Indiana Jones table. They had like 20 or so pinball machines in there, I think. So that was a lot of fun. We went out with the Sony guys and went out there. And then I went to the Sega party, which was at GameWorks. Also a lot of fun. Good food and beer and stuff.
Mm.
And 2 hours of unlimited arcade games.
Nice.
But I didn't play any of those. I was too busy talking to people and everything.
Of course.
Went out to dinner with the McElroys and the Amazon Games guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Then I went to the Extra Life party. They had like a charity party and auction and everything out there.
Oh, cool.
We might be doing something with their charity at CAG like in the future as well. Like try to sponsor some people or whatever.
Make a team?
Yeah, make a team.
We did that last year.
Yeah, we did. I was on it.
Me too.
Yeah. I talked to Lano and those guys again. And
the lawyer?
Said we'll get something going.
Isn't he a lawyer?
He is a lawyer.
Is that the guy that said, you told me there was some guy who always tells you that he's a lawyer. That wasn't him? That was somebody else?
I think he's told me he was a lawyer once.
I thought Wombat told me there's one guy who always lets people know that he's a lawyer.
Yeah, I think it was someone else.
Oh, someone else. Okay.
Although I thought he didn't like you, Shipwreck.
Ah, no. We like each other just fine.
Now.
We just got into a sarcastic argument on Twitter.
Were you?
Oh, right. I remember. What was that about?
It was about charity stuff and whether.
Oh, right! It was people like who make you like their Facebook page. For every like you get, you know, they'll donate 50 cents somewhere. I remember that, and he was against it. And you were saying the people who get the money probably don't give a shit.
Right, right.
Got it. But okay,
that's all right.
It's all right. What else do you see? At PAX
games.
Lots
Can we talk
of games.
About games?
I see these games. on this
list. A lot of games. This is just the multi-platforming. I kind of like Sprinkle Man that way. We could get them as we went through the show.
Okay. Sprinkle.
But I checked out Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions real quick. That feels a lot like the last Spider-Man game.
Not Shattered Dimensions. Shattered Dimensions was the last one.
That was the last game.
Oh, that's why it felt a lot like
it. You checked out the wrong game.
I didn't know Noir Spider-Man was coming back.
What's the name of this one? It's Spider-Man Only Two Dimensions. I don't remember.
A few more dimensions.
Called.
A couple more future.
Time Paradox. Something time.
Time Warp.
Mm-hmm.
Spidey's Time Warp. We don't Spider-Man know what it's called, I'm not looking it up.
Yeah, no, it's the new Spider-Man game. It feels a lot like the last Spider-Man game.
Right.
Seemed all right. I checked out X-Men Destiny.
Oh, tell me more.
I don't think it's as bad as what we first thought.
Very nice. Okay.
I played it for probably about, 10 minutes or so.
Yep.
It was the same areas and everything that they were showing at E3, but it looked like they had cleaned everything up significantly. Like, everything just looked tighter. Like, the combat was actually kind of fun and definitely passable for this style of, like, hack and slash RPG.
Okay.
So it's going to be okay. It's not going to be as bad as what we thought it was.
Good. Great.
I also checked out Lollipop Chainsaw, which is a new Grasshopper manufacturer game.
Yes.
Never heard of that
company. This is the one where the cheerleader has a chainsaw and she's slicing up zombies in a school.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool aesthetic. I like the premise and the idea and everything. It's very over the top. The combat kind of felt a little sluggish to me. Like, it was no Bayonetta by any means.
Right. Well.
So I wish they went, like, the concept and everything is so off the wall. I wish that the combos and everything, and maybe it is in the final game. Like, I was just playing a very small section, but it just felt like a little bit like it was holding back a little bit when I was doing all these combos. It seemed like kind of run of the mill in that section, but I don't know. It like throws up curse words on the screen real big when you do stuff. So that was unique.
Right. You like that?
Yeah. At least wasn't shouting them at me. Right. It might have been shouting too.
Shoot it in my eye.
There was a lot of people in line for that one too. I think that was the longest line I waited in. I only waited in two lines. I waited in Lollipop Chainsaw for about a half hour. And then I waited 20 minutes to get my free on live console.
Did a lot of people, did anybody recognize you?
Oh, yeah. I would say at least 20 people, like non-media PR people. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to see everybody, meet people. A lot of cool stuff out there. I saw the Jurassic Park game.
How's that? The Telltale game.
Yeah. I played two levels. They had like four kiosks set up, and I think every kiosk had a different level in it.
Is it just like Back to the Future, but with dinosaurs?
No, it's nothing like that. It's like it's like quick time game? Events. It's quick time events.
Oh,
like,
God, no.
You're riding on a roller coaster, and these raptors are trying to get kill the three people on the roller coaster. And so they're like jumping at the roller coaster, and a button appears on the screen, and you have to, like, to hit the button to change the track or duck underneath or beat the raptor. Like, I don't know. Like, I looked at the other screens and it looked like there was like some more story element stuff, but I think a lot of the game is just going to be these like quick reflex button presses.
Like Dragon's Lair?
Blech. Like Dragon's Lair.
Boo.
Blech.
And what disappointed me, like, a lot of it I liked. Like, it had good humor to it. It definitely had the Jurassic Park feel to it.
Does it have Jeff Goldblum in it?
I don't know that. I'm not sure. I didn't see him.
Sam Neill?
I did not see Sam Neill either.
Laura Dern?
I didn't see any of the actors that I was familiar with.
Right.
Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn was not in there, no. I was disappointed that there wasn't much like blood and gore. Like, I killed these people a lot of different ways in the demo. And it just kind of like cuts away and doesn't really like give you the satisfaction of playing the game poorly. But I guess that's kind of Jurassic Park. But I mean, they showed dinosaurs eating people in Jurassic Park.
Right.
That's what I want to see.
All right. What else you see?
Oh, here we're starting to get to the big stuff now. I played some Mass Effect 3. It was the same level that we saw them play at E3, Cheapy. So the level where you're kind of escorting a little train, like cubicle that has Morden and a Krogan in it.
Okay.
That game's awesome. Like it feels a lot like Mass Effect 2, but it feels a little bit more fluid now. It doesn't feel as sticky when you're doing the firefights and everything.
Okay.
They kind of set me up, or set everybody up that was playing it, but they set you up with all like a whole bunch of points that you can go through and assign to all your attributes and everything. And you have Garrus and one of the blue chicks with you. I don't remember which one.
Bluella, was that it?
Yeah, Bluella. She was everybody's favorite. Bluella was there. And she was holding people up in the air with her biotics, and I was shooting them as in the air, and they're flopping around, and it's going to be good.
Is it? It's much different than the last one. It feels much different.
It feels a little bit different.
I don't think it needs to feel much different. It just needs to be good.
All right.
Yeah. It ends the demo. You like take out this big guy in a mech suit. It's pretty good. I liked that demo quite a bit.
I've seen that demo. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I went and saw Borderlands 2, which that wasn't playable, but we were doing like a live demo of it. That game looks like it's going to be very good too. It looks a lot like Borderlands 1, but new character classes. It does have dual wielding. There, that's one of the perks for the new. I think it's called Gunzerker, which is
the midget
instead of a. No, he's a big guy. He's like the Berserker,
okay.
But instead of punching people, he dual wields. So there's that. The cars control better. The enemies can now, they animate better. Like they'll climb up on stuff and like hop over stuff. So you can no longer like stand at the top of a cliff while the other guy's just like running into the cliff at the bottom and shooting him. Like he'll figure out how to get to you now.
He'll figure out not to run into the wall.
Right. Mm. What else was there? Oh, the different kinds of gun manufacturers actually matter this time around. The Teodors, they're like the cheapest guns in the game. And instead of reloading them after the clip is out, you just throw the gun at the enemies and then another gun appears for you. But when you throw the gun, it kind of like acts like, if all the bullets are out, it kind of acts as a stun grenade. If it still has bullets in it, it acts like a grenade. So there's like advantages to using different kinds of guns now, like they actually feel different. Let me see. Is there anything? That's pretty much it I remember about Borderlands. It looks awesome.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
When is that coming out this year?
No.
No. That's next year. Yeah, but looks pretty good. I played some SSX as well. It seemed okay. They did away with all of, like the snowflakes and everything that are all over the mountain, but it still feels like SSX. It's still tricky. Still comes up on the screen when you're doing well. I asked the guy if tricky was going to be in the game, and he said we'll see. Like
they're working on it. Oh, okay, cool.
I'm gonna guess they're working on it at least. Yeah,
I haven't even seen as much as a screenshot of this game, and I love the original SSX games or the first
two.
Two. Yeah.
It looks more realistic now.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind that. Is the gameplay the same?
It plays. You can play it either one or two ways. You can play it with the right stick, like kind of like a Skate 3 type of thing, where you're flicking it around to do the tricks.
Yeah.
Or you could play it with the face buttons.
Okay.
I tried it both ways. Yeah, you're gonna do crazy tricks, and there's like a whole bunch of different paths down the mountain and everything.
Cool. All right.
You can rewind when you mess up now too.
Nice.
So if you go off a way you didn't want to go, you can just hold down one of the bumpers and it rewinds. Like in the demo, you could pretty much rewind forever. They said they were still determining how to incorporate that into the game. but looks good.
That's next year as well.
I would guess so.
I'm looking, next year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just where the demo was at, I would guess next year.
Okay.
Let's see. I played the new Joe Danger. I played a lot of that, which I think that's coming. I played it on a 360 controller. I don't know if that just means that it was the PC build of it.
That's weird.
But I'm gonna guess that's coming. I'm gonna guess that's coming to 360 as well as PSN.
Okay. That would be a first for that game.
Yeah, and it's not at all motorcycles anymore. It's similar but a much different game this time around. The whole premise is that you're shooting like a movie. So he changes from being on a motorcycle to being on like a snowmobile to being on skis.
Oh, that's a cool idea. Sort of like a stuntman.
Yeah, it's kind of like a stuntman. There'll be like car chases and everything that you're doing, and motorcycle chases where you have to knock people off their bikes and everything.
That sounds fun. That sounds a lot. I liked the original Joe Danger, but I got a little tired of it.
Oh, I really liked it. I thought it was a very good game.
Yeah.
Did you finish it though?
No.
There's a lot.
There was a lot of it. Yeah. So I think this is a much better method. Like in all the variety, they kept the controls the same for everything. So it's not like you're constantly having to remember like how to use this vehicle and how to use this vehicle. They just play differently within the level, but like the same button's always going to be like go forward or go back and everything like that. So it was a lot of fun. It was so crazy to like, the developer would like play a level and you'd be sitting there watching it and you're like, how in the world is he doing this? Cause like there's so much happening on the screen. It looks like it's going so fast. But then like, as soon as you get the controller in your hand, you can react quick enough. Like it does a good enough job of prompting you, like where to go. You can kind of like predict where you're going to go next and everything. And the, like, even when you die, the loads are like instant. So you're back at the starting line again, like, and it's just going to be really addictive. Like there's no like downtime there. You're always going to be like, oh, I'm going to do it this time. And just like keep on doing it until you get it. So I hope that one's coming to both platforms.
Cool.
I also played, let's see what else here. I played Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
All right.
That is Counter-Strike. Like there's not much else to say about it. My time with it was mainly getting shot and then looking at all the different camera modes that I could watch people run around the map. And that's what I remember Counter-Strike being. So I don't know. Like Counter-Strike players are going to love it. I don't know how well it's going to hold up in like against Battlefield and Call of Duty and
that's
all
PC
these games
only.
That kind of like, no, this is consoles.
It's coming to console.
Yeah. This is Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
Oh, okay. I did not know it was downloadable. Okay.
Yeah, this got announced pretty much right before PAX.
I see.
So, played some of that. It's good. Mm. It's definitely Counter-Strike. You're going to go in, you're going to buy your loadouts each time. Once you're dead, you just get to sit there and watch until everybody else is dead. So it's Counter-Strike. One game I checked out was Vessel, which was a new game that I'd never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come out for PSN and Xbox Live Arcade and PC. It's a puzzle platforming game. It kind of reminded me of Machinarium in the art style, at least. The whole idea is you're this dude and he has like almost like a vacuum cleaner Ghostbusters style backpack. And he can create creatures out of liquids.
Huh.
So he can make like water creatures and those can be used to solve different puzzles. And he can make like lava creatures. And then you can combine the water with the lava and form rock. And there's a bunch of cool little elements in there. The puzzles were well done. Like it's going to be a good puzzle platforming game. Like I don't have any doubts about that. So that was cool. I played some Trine 2, which is also coming to Xbox Live Arcade and PSN this time.
Hmm.
That looks better. Like the
online
graphics are better.
Co-op finally?
Online co-op this time.
There you go.
Yep. Let's see. I played a little bit of Sonic CD. Played some Magical Drop 5, which is worth noting that one's only going to be $5 on both platforms. or all three platforms, PC, 360, and PSN. So $5 for Magical Drops, pretty good price. Retro City Rampage. Do you guys know about this game?
This is like Renegade, right? Or one of those old NES brawlers?
No. It's kind of like the old original GTA games.
Oh,
but it's got
down?
Like an 8-bit or...
Oh, yeah, Retro City down. Rampage?
Yeah, this game is cool. It's got like a whole bunch of throwbacks to old NES and SNES games. And like there's one portion where you're driving around to do all your missions and you're like robbing this bank. And then you find this part where I don't remember exactly what it is, but you have to get across the street to get like maybe like some money bags or something. Or maybe you just had to like hit a crosswalk, something you had to get across the street. So you have to hop out of your car and pretty much play Frogger right in the middle of this to like dodge between all the traffic to get to the other side of the street and activate whatever it was that you had to do. But there's a bunch of little stuff like that in the game. It's a pretty like well done referential.
And it looks like an old arcade game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Look at that. It has all like, there's like a frontline level I see, and I'm watching a video of it right now. Huh. Yeah, it does look like the original Grand Theft Auto. Cool. That looks cool.
Yeah, and I tried a couple of these indie games too. Like, I understand how all these journalists get all wrapped up in these indie games at PAX, because they've pretty much seen all the big games.
Right.
So the indie games are what's left to see, and like you get to talk to that like the person who has designed the game. So I checked out Snapshot, which is another like a lot of these are puzzle platformer type of things. Like that seems like the popular thing to do as an indie developer. And the whole mechanic in this is that you control a little like robot guy, but the also on the screen is a square that you can use to take a snapshot of whatever's in that square and then use whatever you've taken a picture of there in another part of the level. So on its basic like premise, say there's a block on the floor and you're trying to like get up to a higher area. So you take a picture of that block and then bring it over to the higher area and use it as a step. Like that's the basics.
That's pretty interesting.
Of it. But then you can also take pictures of like stuff that's moving. So like say like there's like a cannonball or like a rock falling through the air. You could take a picture of it while it's falling and then move it to a different part of the screen, and then you can like rotate it to a different direction and it'll keep the momentum that it had in the other direction and shoot out in the new direction now. So
cool.
You can do a lot of puzzle stuff with that, which it looked pretty cool. Like, and I think it would work on platforms as well, so or consoles as well. So hopefully that comes over to like 360 and PSN as well. And the last thing I tricked out in the indie section was Cairo, which is like another popular genre in indie, it seems, is the wandering genre. And this one was like a first person puzzle game where you just kind of wandered through this like temple. And there's puzzles in the fact that like, you'll notice stuff going on in the level and you like it reacts to you and you have to figure out like what it's reacting that you're doing and kind of figure out how you need to move to get through the areas. It's an interesting idea. It's coming to PC and Macs. But it was cool. I liked the indie stuff that they showed there.
No Skulls of the Shogun?
I saw it. I didn't sit down and play it, but I watched it for a long time. I talked to, is it Jake?
Yep.
Yep. I talked to Jake. I talked to him a lot at Shorty's, like when we were at the pinball place.
Did you turn on your OnLive?
I have not tried out my OnLive yet. I got it out of the box. Like the box, they include a lot in that little box. Like you get the console and the controller, of course, but then you also get an HDMI cable, a Ethernet cable, the power cable, like regular batteries and the pack that goes on the back. And then you get the rechargeable batteries and a USB cable that charges them through the console.
That's pretty badass. It's worth it. It's worth waiting online just for the HDMI cable.
Cool. Well, yeah, so I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear about that. So maybe give that a shot sometime
next week.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna. It's sitting in there, ready to hook up. It's just ready. There's been so much going on that I knew I wouldn't have time to talk about it this week. Anyways,
of course, of course.
There's a lot more games I'm going to talk about later.
Right, I know. All right, let's move on then. I just want to do a quick. Can I do a quick hype wagon? Because I'm getting hyped up about some games, and I need to tell you. So I've been playing a lot, even more of that Driver multiplayer demo, and I love it. So much fun, and the reviews are starting to come out, and the game's been getting good reviews. I saw Edge Magazine gave it an 8, which is pretty high for them, and they really enjoyed the whole shift mechanic, the basically teleporting from car to car. Very excited for Driver.
Do you want me to send that to you?
You got it, huh?
I have it.
What version?
360.
I mean, yeah. You want to FedEx it to me?
I can, yeah.
That'd be awesome. And then I'll pay you. I'll pay you back.
You can have it.
Well, no, I'll pay you for the FedEx. I mean, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll review it if you send it to me.
The embargo's not up until next week too, so you're good there.
Dude, yeah, please, if you could send that to me, that would be incredible.
Yep, it just came in tonight.
Oh, I would love you. FedEx it, whatever. It doesn't matter what the cost is.
The embargo is up, but yet IGN already reviewed it, and GameSpot already reviewed it.
Well, they had a different embargo.
Yeah, it's different embargoes for different sites.
Right, the shitty sites have a later embargo.
But what's the point of the embargo?
They're better.
A lot of times you can beat the embargo if you tell them that what the score is.
Right.
So I'm guessing the IGN and the GameSpot reviews were high.
An 8.
High enough.
Not particularly high.
High enough, I guess.
I would totally say fuck you to that embargo. It's pointless. You would? Yeah, that's a pointless embargo.
All right, Shipwreck, send that game over so I can say fuck you. I mean, I won't be able to finish it probably.
But if you do, there's no reason for an embargo on a game that already has 13 reviews.
Wombat's in charge. Wombat's in charge. Wombat in charge of my days and my nights.
Exactly. I want Wombat in charge of me. But it's kind of insulting, though.
It's
okay. It's insulting.
That's okay. We'll see. I'll start writing. Okay. I do whatever Shipwreck tells me to do. Shipwreck's really in charge.
You're going to get upset that somebody's that's sending us review copies of their game.
Right. I'm not.
No, they didn't send us. They sent you.
Right. That's the real problem. That's the crime.
That's the real crime.
They didn't send it to Wombat.
You don't care about Driver.
Nah, I could care less.
You don't want to play that. I know you do. Yeah, send that, dude. Tomorrow you should do it.
There's only one game.
I should. First thing tomorrow.
There's only one game I want to play.
What's that?
I'll give you three guesses.
Madden.
Yes, Madden. No, I started that review today. I already don't like it, but I started it.
Batman.
Batman is number 2 on the list.
Mass Effect.
No, it doesn't.
No, Skyrim.
Skyrim. Right. I spent 15 to 20 minutes looking at the screenshots of the different heads in the game.
But yeah.
Just like, ooh, I like that face. That's a good face.
Okay, let me ask you a question though. Mm-hmm. Do you want to write the review for Skyrim?
No. Right. No interest in writing.
It'll ruin the game.
No. I'm not writing the review for Skyrim. I will go out and I will get my own copy. I have no problem with that. Yeah. I told you what my anniversary gift is for my wife this year, right? Our anniversary is
She's going to leave you alone for 2 days so you can play Skyrim?
My anniversary gift for my wife is that she will give me all the time I need to finish that game.
So I was right.
You were 100% right. That is my gift. She's like, do you want me to buy you the game? I'm like, no, I don't want you to buy me the game. I just want you to let me play it.
In fact, here's $60. Go to the shopping mall.
Seriously, that would totally be worth it. Take the kids. Go have fun. I'm playing my game.
That's all right. Cool. Yeah, I feel like a game like that, man, that you're really looking forward to would just suck to review.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to review that. No.
Like Saints Row, I can't wait to play the new Saints Row game. There's no way I want to write the review of it.
I want Skyrim to be so good that I intentionally take a month to finish it.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't want it to feel like I'm rushing through it. That's why I always like when I read these about these reviewers who have to sit in a hotel room for 2 days and play through Grand Theft Auto 4. It sounds like torture.
You know what? I did. I could totally relate because I kind of just did that with Madden. Because I, you know, with the storm coming and getting it a little, you know, not necessarily late, but getting it, you know, I wanted to try to get the review done early. If I didn't lose power and have my parents thing over the weekend, I probably would have had it done by now. But I, you know, in probably only 3 real days of being able to play, played 8 hours of that game. In 8 hours.
Yeah, and it starts to feel like
work. Yeah, I'm like, I am like forcing myself to play Madden. So. Yeah. I can.
That being said, I would probably review hockey.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, because I'll probably sit down and play that a lot. Anyway, like I did last year. But I don't care. I don't know.
I think.
We all need to go to a PAX together, though, because that was the one thing. I was having to bum around with everybody at PAX, which I didn't have a problem with. Like, I got to hang out with a lot of cool people. Like I was with the Giant Bomb guys. I was with Destructoid, Joystick, Amazon, a lot of PR people that I know.
But you wanted your own crew?
Yeah, it's more fun.
Right.
When multiple people are there.
All right. Sure.
I would love to go. I think it would be fun.
Maybe next year.
We could do we'll do a live CADcast from the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Maybe next year.
Next to Street Donuts.
Next to Street Donuts. You know what? You just sold me on the trip. Street Donuts. I'm there.
Oh, yeah. I had to say it was donuts.
Seriously.
Let's see. Okay. So, what else? I mean, Shipwreck. This is like the Shipwreck show this week, but that's cool.
You know,
By the way, the other game that I want to do, one other Hype Wagon game, and that's another driving game, Forza 4.
Warthog.
I've been hearing a lot about that, and I just bought the limited edition from Amazon Japan. Thank you. Comes with a 100-page Top Gear book and 20 downloadable cars. So, I'm in.
And I'm a warthog, ready. Right?
I don't think it comes with the warthog. I think that's just a video you can watch. No? That's actually in the game?
I thought it was. I think that was the whole point. You could drive.
No, I don't care about driving a warthog. Well, that's like the least thing I care about.
Yeah, they had that at Halo Fest.
Oh, so you could drive the warthog around the track?
No, you can't drive it. You can just like...
Oh, the Auto Vista?
Everything. Yeah.
Thing? Okay.
Should I grab the $150 version of Skyrim?
What's that? There's really
with the dragon
with a dragon statue.
What are you gonna do with a dragon statue?
Put it next to my Bulletstorm statue and my Dark Void statue.
$150 version.
Yep,
huh?
$150.
That just got announced today.
No, it's been. I think it's been announced for a long time.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah,
know.
No. It's...
What else did you see, Ship, at PAX? Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that fucking thing.
It's pretty cool, right?
No, I don't want that crap.
I'm not asking.
It's a dragon.
It's too big. What am I going to do? And that book looks giant. Too big.
I don't know. Part of me thinks it's not that big. It's just the big picture.
Right. What else, Ship? Talk more PAX.
Okay. I went to a Sony event.
Oh.
That was outside of PAX.
They knew when you went there that you hate Sony, right?
Right. I made sure they knew that at the door.
Okay, good. Just check.
You wore an Xbox shirt to the door, right? To the party.
But I kind of crashed this because I was just hanging out with Nick Chester, and then we decided to go get some lunch. So we went over to meet up with Dale North at his hotel. And at that hotel, there was this Sony event going on. And so I went in there with the Destructoid guys, and then they left for lunch, and I just kind of stood in there and talked to the Sony people.
Nice.
So,
Hooked up with the Sony people now?
I think so. I think we should be good now with Sony.
Hmm. Was Brad there?
Brad was not in that room. I mean, I hung out with Brad a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My friend Brad lives in Tokyo, works for Sony Japan. Good guy, right?
Oh, great guy. We went out to dinner, had some pizza.
Nice. Sirius Pi?
Sirius Pi.
Sweet. So what'd you see at the Sony event?
I saw the Vita. I played a Vita. Yes. I did a little, that was the only, what are those, audio boos. I did one of those.
I listened to it while I was taking a shit.
That's a good place to listen to it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And you said that, you said, it went a little something like this. The Vita's really big. It's much bigger than I thought it was.
It is. It's a lot bigger than the PSP is.
Oh, wait, I can recreate the moment right now. It's a lot bigger than the PSP, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't something you're going to be able to fit in your pocket. Like, it's pretty big. It's those smaller tablets, like the Galaxy Tab, the small one.
Yeah, I know those.
It's almost as big as that.
What? That's not true.
It's pretty big. But I got to play with it. I got to play with all the – they had a little big planet in there, so that was highlighting all the motion controls and the screen touching and the dual analog sticks and the back
rear
touching.
Touch.
The rear touch, yes. The rear touch, I'm not a fan of.
Me neither. That's some gay shit right there. What are you talking about? Oh, no. No, it doesn't work that well?
It's hard to tell. Like, they put cursors up on the screen to let you know where your fingers are hitting back there.
Right.
But it's still, like, you can't see, like, what you're doing. It just doesn't feel natural. Like, every time it wanted me to use the rear touch, I would try to.
So you like the rear touch?
Instead of the rear. It just doesn't feel natural.
So it doesn't feel natural to touch.
That's a common thing.
Touching the rear doesn't feel natural.
Maybe once you get used
now,
to it,
there,
it'll be all
can
right.
Can you rest your fingers in a crevice?
There's a bit of an indentation back there.
Hmm.
But
I don't think you could really dig your fingers in.
No,
anything,
so it's not a defined. You just kind of hug.
Groove.
You kind of hug it around just, it.
Right. You just got to get a good grip on it.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Seriously, though. How about anal? No. So you weren't thrilled with the touch rear touchscreen?
No, but everything other than that is pretty cool. It's a nice device. I still have, like, I'm still not sure who this device is for. Like, if it has a market in the U.S.
It's for you.
Rear touch.
It's for people like you with, like, thousands of toys in their basement.
I guess it's for me. Is that a big enough market, though?
You?
Yeah. Am I a big enough market?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a challenging sell. No matter
how good it is. The screen
looks pretty. Right. Did you play? Use Facebook on there?
No, all I did was play Little Big Planet.
I see.
That was enough. I didn't want to, like, sit there and
right. Just stick. The sticks are okay. You like the sticks?
Sticks are fine. They're definitely, they feel like analog sticks now. It's not the little nub thing that was on the PSP.
Right. It has height.
Yeah, it has height to it. It has, like, it clicks around when you're using it. So it feels like an analog stick.
Good, but, good. What else did you see at Sony?
It was nice. I played some Journey.
Yay, Journey.
That game is cool.
I told you.
I played that game.
I didn't
before.
Believe
it was
you.
Very cool.
You didn't believe me.
I played it for probably about 20 to 25 minutes.
And that's not even a good place to play a game like that at a show.
No, it was perfect.
Oh, really?
It was like the where they were having this event, there was hardly anybody there.
Oh.
So I had the girl from that game company there. She handed me the new Sony wireless headset.
Mm-hmm.
I put that on. I sat down on a stool and, like, there was nobody around. So I just sat there and played it for 20 minutes.
I wonder if it was the same as the beta.
Maybe. Were you wandering around a desert?
You're building a bridge at some point?
You built a pretty big bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I just wanted to keep playing it.
Yep. It's awesome.
I'm just – the one thing, like, The difficult thing about that game is they have to nail the ending on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they nailed the ending on Flower. Did you ever make it to the to the ending of Flower?
I never made it to the beginning of Flower.
I finished Flower and I didn't know it. That game is...
You didn't like the ending? You didn't think the ending was cool?
It's all right.
Did you know you played a co-op with somebody, right? The Journey?
No, no. I played it solo, but it had if you're playing it by yourself, it puts a computer character in there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Cool. So. How's the headset, by the way?
Headset sounds good. I mean, the audio in Journey is just like amazing. So any headset would probably sound good, but I didn't hear any popping or cracking or anything. So,
it's a good price for that. $100 is a good price for a very reasonable price.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Cool. What else?
As far as Sony goes, I also checked out the pseudo sequel to About a Blob. It's called Mutant Blobs Attack, and I played it on the PS3 or with a PS3 controller, but it's actually a Vita game. They were just showing it concept wise on the PS3.
Right.
That looked good, and it makes sense for the Vita because the way you can interact with the motion controls and the touchscreen and everything. So I really liked the Battle Blob. Some Mutant Blobs Attacks look good. It's another downloadable, so it's not going to be a full price game or anything. So
cool.
Yeah. Vita looks like it's going to have a pretty good lineup.
Excellent. Excellent. I checked out on the PSN. I checked out the God of War Origins collection. That's the,
in 3D.
It's in 3D. It's the PSP games, put into HD and 3D. So I played through it in 3D. I was actually pleasantly surprised with that, with everything. It was, it looked pretty good. Like, obviously some of the textures look kind of weak in the environments when things start when getting up close to things. But Kratos looked good, and the combat is very fluid, just like you would expect. The 3D was good. I mean, it wasn't awesome, but it was didn't detract from the game. I didn't think I think it added something. Definitely, that looked cool. The only question is, would you rather just wait for the next proper God of War PS3 game?
Those are worth playing through.
They're good, right? I mean, it seemed
how
like it was
how
good.
How much did they charge you for it?
30 40, bucks?
I think.
Oh, 40? Let me check. God of War Origins. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, 40.
For two games. PSP games on the... Yeah, I don't know about that.
And then like 2 weeks later, the Ico and Shadow of Colossus collection comes out.
They were showing that there, too. It looked good. I didn't play any of it, but it looked good.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I got t-shirts.
Nice. I would like to play through Ico and... And I never finished Shadow, so if the 3D is good, that might be something to use my 3D glasses for, because they pretty much just sit there all the time. Let's see. What else we got here? Did you go to Halo Fest?
I did go to Halo Fest.
Was it
festive? That was pretty cool. It's amazing. Like it was almost like a museum for one franchise. Like, it was a pretty big area all dedicated to Halo.
It was in the convention center at PAX?
No, it was across the street from the main convention center, but I think it was still part of the convention center.
Like an annex.
You just had to walk outside to get to where Halo Fest was at.
Oh, okay.
But they had like the full size like Warthog that Weta had made, and they had all of those little dioramas that they used in the commercial. I forget was that for Reach or was that for Halo 3? You know what commercials I'm talking about, right?
No.
Where they had all these little dioramas set up where they were telling the history of everything.
Oh yeah, that was.
It was all like stop motion.
I think that was Reach.
Whatever it was, they were there and that was cool. They were constantly having like talks that were like being pumped through speakers throughout the whole area from all the Halo people about all kinds of different topics. There was a big like display area of all the games and all the books and everything that's like ever come out Halo related. They had a whole area where you could just build Halo mega blocks, which the line for that was really long.
People really wanted to play with blocks.
I got some of the Halo blocks that they were handing out.
Right. But you didn't wait in line to play with them.
No, it was a long line. I think you got to keep some of them.
Ah, okay. Like,
I think you got to make it and then keep it or something.
Got it.
There was a whole Halo gift shop. You got there. The games were there to play. They had the new Halo Anniversary Edition.
Oh, how was that? How's that look?
It looks good. I mean, it's Halo Reach graphics with all the old recognizable Halo stuff, like Halo 1 stuff.
Hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. I liked those maps, and really, you never got to play them online. Or at least you get to play some of them in Halo 2, I guess, like the remade versions. But I'm looking forward to playing Halo 1 online.
All right.
So I was really impressed by Halo Fest. Like, that's one of the few franchises, like, especially for only being out for like 10 years.
That they can have a fest.
They could have a whole like thing of their own. It was cool. There was a lot of stuff to do there. They were giving away a lot of stuff. I liked it. They had Fruit Ninja version of Halo Fest. That was a little
What's
weird.
What's the difference?
Like, it was just instead of like a wooden background or whatever background, it was the Halo Fest logo in the background.
Oh, right. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you sliced up grunts.
I didn't quite understand that one.
And purple goop flew cool. out, because that would be cool.
What else here do you want to touch on there, Ship?
Oh, let's see. I played Orcs Must Die.
All
that's
right.
An Xbox Live Arcade game. That's a cool little game. It's like a tower defense game, except it's really close, like third person. So all these orcs are coming into your dungeon, and you have to set up like spikes that come out of the floor or arrows that shoot out of the walls, all kinds of little traps. And you can also do hand-to-hand combat while you're in there. You can do ranged or hand-to-hand combat with your little knight-like character. It looks like it's going to be fun. Let's see.
I read that Child of Kinect is going to be bundled.
Child of Kinect is going to be bundled with Eden?
Right. The one Kinect game that I bought is now going to come free with Kinect.
But you already have both, so who cares?
Now I already have both.
Did you try Gunstringer?
I downloaded the demo for Gunstringer. I just couldn't bring myself to actually try it.
Have you tried it? Did you get a chance?
I tried it at PAX. I'm not sure if it's the same
demo. I'm sure
demo.
It's the same thing. How is it?
Yet, but... it's pretty fun. Me and Derek from Amazon played the two-player. So the first player controls the actual puppet that's on screen. So with your left hand, you move your left hand left or right to move the character left or right, and then you move it up in the air to make him jump. And then with your right hand, you're just painting targets on the screen, similar to like Child of Eden or whatever. And then you just raise your hand above your shoulder to let off the shots. So you can like paint like six targets at a time because he's holding a six shooter, and then let all those go. And then the second player is just doing the shooting part.
Firing the gun?
Yeah, they're painting just painting the stuff and then shooting.
I see. The one player can only move the guy?
Well, there's only one character on the screen.
Right, so one guy moves and the other guy shoots.
Both players shoot, only one player moves.
Can move, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the storytelling and everything, it seems pretty funny, and it's done in the same way as Bastion. So, like, as you're going along, it'll, like, react to what you're doing, or at least I couldn't play enough to see if it was actually reacting or whether it was just written in a way that it made it seem like
right.
It said, like, and then he jumped over this or whatever.
Right.
So it seems like...
And then he got bored with Kinect and put it back in the closet.
It's a shame that Nyko Zoom was delayed.
We're starting. Oh, yeah, you can't play it until the Zoom
Pretty
comes
much.
Out.
Probably not, right?
Well, it doesn't require any kind of foot movement, so you might be all right.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. I'll check out the demo.
Like, you, it only needs, like, the waist up.
Then I should be okay.
Interesting. All right. What else? Let's see. How about, you check any Nintendo stuff out at PAX?
I looked at Kid Icarus briefly. Like, a lot of the Nintendo stuff is the same stuff Nintendo's been showing for a long time. Like, Zelda was there, but it was the same demo that they've been showing for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
So a lot of the stuff was stuff I'd already seen. I checked out the AR card battles of Kid Icarus. That was okay. There weren't really long lines in the Nintendo booth. I'll say that.
There weren't?
No.
Hmm.
You could pretty much walk up and wait for somebody to stop playing a game and then just...
And you're next.
Just walk straight up to it.
Hmm. I downloaded my free games, my Ambassador games on the 3DS. Or a few
And you found
them.
Time to do this podcast still, huh?
It only took two seconds.
You're not playing them right now?
Oh. I mean, I fired up Donkey Kong Jr. Mm-hmm. It's so small, you can hardly even see it. You know, because it's in 4x3, put on a small widescreen display. I don't know. It seems pointless. I can't imagine, like, playing through Zelda or something on a tiny screen like that. It doesn't seem very exciting to me.
I'll do it. I'll play it.
You'll do it?
Yeah. Well, they're going to update them with the save states, like the Game Boy... original Game Boy games have on there right now. Like, you can hit the menu and then just go in and save anywhere. And currently, these games don't have that.
Right.
But they have said they're going to update it. So I played a lot of, like, the whole trip out to PAX, I played Mario's Picross on there, which is the original Game Boy game.
Mm-hmm.
And that played fine. So
that's one of the, eShop games?
Yeah, it was one of the games from eShop. I bought a couple games off of there just because I don't know why.
Right.
I was going out to PAX and I wanted something to do with my 3DS other than doing Street Pass.
Right. Right. I don't know. I was sort of surprised how small everything looked, but I guess I shouldn't be. What else we got here? Some iPhone stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The new game from Half Brick, Jetpack Joyride,
mm-hmm.
that game is going to be awesome.
Really?
It's coming out this week. Like, it should be. It might be out by the time this show goes up. It has the same guy that was in Monster Dash in it.
Okay.
But he has a jetpack now.
Mm.
And so it's
that
another
changes
constant,
everything.
It's another constant running game, except you're flying.
Right.
Or running, but you hold down the screen to make him go up or down. Like, if you're holding down on the screen, he goes up in the air. If you let go of the screen, he goes down. There's all kinds of different power-ups and unlockables, and, like, you level up stuff. Like, this game has a lot of depth, like, just outside of the game as well. Like, it feels like, for 99 cents, it actually feels like it's getting into, like, having the same amount of depth as what you would be paying for, like, a DS game.
Wow.
Cool.
There's, like, keep an eye out
for
that
stuff
one.
There. You'll definitely want to buy it. Like, everybody should buy it. It's 99 cents. It's a ton of fun. It's Half Brick. They only make good games.
Are you going to get the Hog Rocket game? I think that comes out today. They're the ex-Bazaar guys.
Wait, what game is that?
I don't know what the name of the game.
Yeah, I know
the
ex-Bazaar
game. Yeah, I think
game,
their game is supposed to come out like today or tomorrow. They were tweeting about it. That's the only reason why I know.
Maybe, mm-hmm. sure. Is it 99 cents?
I have
cents?
No idea.
I tried some Word Fighter too. Nick Chester and I played that against each other. It's an iPad game that's coming to iPhone too, but I think they're still working on that version. And the iPad version isn't out yet either, but it's getting close. And basically it's like Street Fighter, like it's a fighting game, except instead of performing fighting moves, you have boggle boards. Like, each person has a boggle board, and so you're attacking each other by forming words. And you also have power ups that, like, you can put into play to, like, scramble each other's tiles or block portions of their tiles. it's a lot of fun. Like, it's very simple, but it's very well done. And you get to like fight it out as like classic literature authors, like Edgar Allan Poe and that type of thing. So very cool.
An update on Hog Rocket. They have not announced what the game is going to be. They've only announced that it's going to be released on September 1st, 2011, which would be tomorrow or today when you're listening to the show. So they haven't said what the game is. They haven't released any screenshots or a price. All I know is that it does come out tomorrow.
Very cool. Cool. Cag bag? A quick cag bag? Wrap things
up?
Sure.
Any questions for Shipwreck? I don't think we've heard from him this show.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. No, I appreciate it.
There's a lot to talk about.
That's good. I wanted to hear about all that stuff.
It was very interesting. I'm just a dick.
Don't mind me. I'm just a dick. More Jetpacks writes in, just to give us a heads up, because I guess we were talking about this maybe last week or two weeks ago. Somebody asked us about our ideal zombie game, and I basically said Dead Rising without the timers. Well, that new Dead Rising, the new old Dead Rising 2 off the record, has a sandbox mode. Wow, with no timers at all. So sounds like that could be something that I'd be interested in. So that's coming out October
11th.
But
can you save in that sandbox mode?
I don't know. See? Don't know about the saving stuff. I didn't look that much into it.
That's why you meant bringing it up.
Mentasm writes in and he wants to know if any of us are going to give Dark Souls a serious chance, and goes on to say that it's his most wanted, sunk 100 hours into Demon Souls. I'm going to say no for myself.
The only reason why I say maybe is I know someone who might be able to just send me a copy of the game, and if I could just get one, then I'll try it. But as far as any like significant interest in the game, not so much, to be perfectly honest.
You're not willing to commit the 100 hours right now.
I have Skyrim coming. Did I mention Skyrim's coming? Right. And I'm still figuring out if I want to play as a human guy or a lizard guy or cat dude or whatnot.
Right.
I played as every character in the last one. I think I completed the game as every type of character.
That's pretty nerdy.
I sunk in close to 400 hours into that game. 100 hours.
Ship,
100
what about
hours
you?
On Demon's Souls. Push sure.
Right, nothing. That's like you didn't even
I
play
completed
it.
I completed that game on with every character on the 360 and I think two characters on the PS3.
Ship. I think I sunk 8 hours into the last Demon's Souls and got nowhere.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that I'm going to play Dark Souls, and I definitely will play a little bit of it, I'm sure. But I'm afraid of that game. Like, I just don't have time to sit there and really get good at it.
Yeah.
And like spend a whole bunch of time with it. I just play too many games to be that invested in one of them.
Gotcha. Paco writes in to give us a heads up, not really a question, but basically, if you're a CAG member, you may know this guy, the Man of Night, who's a big Sony fan who posts on CAG quite a bit. His blogs are very popular on CAG. He is auditioning to be on The Tester, that PS3 reality show. So if you want to vote for Man of Night, which I just did this morning, you should go to casting.thetester.com/Mannonite and then vote for him. I should probably put that on the front page of CAG.
You totally should.
But some people have so many votes, I don't even understand how it's possible. They have like thousands and thousands of votes. So I don't know about that.
Maybe they're on the front page of some website.
Maybe.
I saw the tester guy, the guy that we always see. He was right. In PAX.
The guy who won like the second season?
No, he didn't win.
The fat guy? The fat guy. Doc?
Yeah, the fat guy. He was at PAX.
Doc.
He's still making the rounds.
Good. He's still, I don't know. How's he making a living? Not from that, I don't think.
I'm guessing he's a tester, but I don't know. I don't know what he does. I just know that he's at like every event.
Right. Burb writes in to let us know, Shipwreck, that you can go to the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio to see Air Force One, all the Air Force Ones. It's a special tour. So you should check that out and report back to us.
I'll get right on that.
Get right on that. And I don't know. Wrap it up, maybe? Probably a good time to wrap it up. Unless there's something on here, Wombat, that you think we should discuss.
think so.
We can save it for next time.
Yeah,
certainly.
I think I'm good.
You're good. Wombat is good. And you know what else is good? GoDaddy is good for web hosting and domain registrations. And we have coupon codes. Right. And these make it even more good.
Gooder.
10% off any order. Gooder, right. Keg 10, $5 off $30 order, keg 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with keg domain. And of course, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD, wombat5277, and shipwreck. And on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer.
I think next week's show is either going to have to be a day early or a day late.
Oh, yeah.
So, we have our fantasy football draft next Wednesday.
Oh, nerdy.
Yes, that makes us nerdy. No one from Gizmondo will ever go out for me, with me, for me, or with me.
Gizmodo,
yeah, whatever.
Gizmondo, isn't that the, that was the hand?
Yeah, that was a, see, their site sucks. I can't even pronounce it.
Right. Yeah, I read that article about that. I didn't understand.
She met this guy online.
I understood that she met a Magic the Gathering champion online, and... But she didn't really point out why that was bad.
Because
breaking?
She had no reason.
Right. She was trolling for dollars.
Basically, she knew that would get people angry, I think.
Yeah, and they get paid on the page views.
Well, she's an intern. She may not get paid at all.
No. She's a former intern.
Oh.
She's an
editor. Oh, now she's an editor? You go from intern to editor?
I mean, editor just means I think you write for them. I don't know. I don't know what it means. I thought it was dumb.
It was
article.
A dumb article.
I mean, if the guy started whipping out his magic cards at dinner, you know, and starts saying, hey, this is my fireball, it's really awesome, then I could understand that'd be a little off-putting. But, you know, the guy's made like hundreds of thousands of dollars playing Magic the Gathering, and he's an investment banker or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems like a good catch. I'm going to look this guy
seriously
up.
I'm sure he's not lonely. How about that?
Right. He's getting all those Magic the Gathering groupies.
I guarantee you there is not a tournament that he does not get laid at. Not one.
Really?
After every single tournament, when he wins, he gets laid.
Yeah. You think there's girls
totally.
There?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes. I know that, and I only know that because one of my fraternity brothers was really into Magic. And we used to go, like, you know, if we had like a meeting, we would have to go and like pick him up from his Magic games. And there was always like three girls there. But the three girls that were there were always dating someone in the Magic club. Like they were girls that played Magic, but those Magic girls were always dating guys in the Magic club. And they some of them were cute. So yes, girls play Magic.
All right. Excellent. Well, on that note, I think it's time to say goodbye, and we will see you next week, either one day earlier or one day later. See ya!
Bed done.